Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, October 17th, 2020. Today he is talking about the work that we incarnated to complete. That work is to be loving whatever arises. Humanity's awakening process is advancing rapidly now as each day increasing numbers of the population worldwide become aware of the essential need now for major changes in the manner in which people think of each other, friend, untrustworthy other, or foe, and understand that all, without any exception, are like themselves, the beloved children of God. Realizing that, and knowing it, they are then able to let go of judgment, dislike, and dismissal of others as different and wrong, and instead listen to them and discuss with them issues that need to be resolved. There are many issues that humanity can most successfully resolve if they choose to listen to and hear the opinions and beliefs of others in order to engage in meaningful discussion. Remember, you have limitless loving assistance and guidance available to you from your support teams in the spiritual realms if you will call on them and allow yourselves to hear them, your intuition, without believing the instant egoic, disparaging thought arising, "That will never work." All are in relationship with the One. There is only relationship because all are one. The experience of separation that you undergo as humans in form is unreal, although you experience it as very real, and that was the intent with which it was designed. When you feel that you are a separate and tiny individual being in a vast universe filled with uncountable numbers of others that are not you, it causes you to feel fearful, alone, unsafe, threatened by the vastness of which you appear to be such a small and insignificant speck or particle. And yet, in truth, you are that vastness, because you are in relationship with it. It and you are one. At present, as your awakening approaches, and as so much is moving from the unseen, the unconscious part of the collective mind in form, into your individual conscious minds that is extremely unsettling, if not, in some cases, terrifying, it is not surprising that many are feeling the extremes of uncertainty and confusion. Over many incarnations, due to the nature of the game of separation in which humanity is engaged, much negative karma has been built up by the human collective over the eons, which is now arising into each soul's individual awareness for forgiveness and release. It may well seem totally alien to the person experiencing it because, not being from the individual's present lifetime, it is unrecognizable. You all chose to incarnate at this moment in the awakening process to assist one another with this mighty task. You all knew that it would be difficult and painful, but you also knew that you would be totally supported by God and by your spiritual support teams, and that your success was inevitable. Nothing has changed. However, because of the amnesia involved in taking on human form, that knowing, that certainty is hidden from you, and at times the lives you are leading and the suffering that you are undergoing seems unfair, unwarranted, very real, and something that a loving God would never allow to occur. You need to keep on reminding yourselves of the unreality of the game of separation from God, in which you are engaged and in which all are playing their parts, precisely as planned to bring about the awakening. Even though, when you observe the divisive and chaotic situations in so many areas of the world, it is frequently difficult for you to remain convinced that your collective awakening is imminent. Although it is good to be aware of the pain and suffering that so many are experiencing, so that you can keep sending them love and healing, a very powerful and effective thought form, do not allow yourselves to be constantly distracted by the angry content and reports of intense suffering on which the mainstream and social media channels focus so much attention. When you do, as you must have noticed, your energy feels weakened, leading to depression and a sense of helplessness, even hopelessness. You are very powerful beings, and you are precisely where you are meant to be to assist most effectively and lovingly in humanity's awakening process. When you focus on what is not loving in the world, you are permitting your egos to distract you from the work you incarnated to do. That work is to be loving whatever arises, letting go of judgment and condemnation of others who are behaving in unconscionable ways, and sending love to all to help them to become aware and awaken to their true nature, which is identical to your own. It is love. Go within at least once daily, and preferably much more frequently. It need only be for a few moments, as you set the intent to be only loving. Because when you do, the loving energy that is flowing through you and out to all of humanity, you really do affect all of humanity, intensifies enormously, raising your frequency and also the frequency of countless others of whom you are unaware. That is the work you incarnated to do, and when you remind yourselves of this, you realize that it is not really work at all. It is instead a most enjoyable occupation that fills you with peace and contentment, because you are doing the divine will and you know it. With so very much love, Saul.